You'd mentioned the fact that now we're starting to see improved survival. What are some of the research strategies and agents that are being looked at to sort of take it to the next level?
Well, I think that right now we're still looking for new agents, and there's just a huge number of agents that are just coming into clinical trials. Of the agents we actually have available, I think the radiolabeled antibodies are still among the most interesting, despite the fact they're one probably the most underutilized in oncology today in terms of at least in lymphoma. We've had several tantalizing studies, again, that show that radiolabeled antibodies have among the highest single agent activity of any agents we've used. The question that everyone is still struggling with is what's the best timing and approach to use them? And Mark Kaminsky published his kind of landmark paper using single agent I-131 tocilizumab in patients with untreated follicular lymphoma and showed a median progression-free survival of, you know, 8+ years in many of those patients. And that study has been criticized because it's not clear how relevant it is to the total population. But when you look at the data, it's still a very important observation. The Southwest Oncology Group has taken that up with a study, SWOG-9911, chaired by Ali Press, where we gave CHOP chemotherapy, no rituximab, but CHOP chemotherapy, followed by I-131 tocilizumab, or Bexar. And that's the best result we've ever seen in the Southwest Oncology Group for untreated follicular lymphoma. And that forms the basis of the ongoing randomized study now using R-CHOP, given the way Chuchman had originally described it, compared to CHOP followed by I-131 tocilizumab. That's SWOG-0016. And that study is nearing completion, actually, of accrual, at least, and hopefully we'll have an answer. So I think that's one of the most interesting approaches that's available, and it's being tested. And then lastly, we just had results at ASH this year for the trial using Zevalin as consolidation after frontline therapy. And there again, they showed that there was a significant improvement in progression-free survival with that agent. One of the problems with that study is most of the patients did not receive rituximab. A small